当保罗在罗马书第一章到第二十节的时候
When Paul in Romans chapter 1 and 2 verse 20
他把整个上帝的救恩的这最重要的序言讲出来了
He has spoken to us the most important introduction of the gospel of God
叫做神是在天上
That God is in heaven
神是有权柄用公义审判世界
God has authority to judge the world with his righteousness
因为神所造的人内心中间有神所给他们的普遍的启示
Because the people that God has created has a general revelation revealing them
所以人不可以压制在心中已经有的真理
So man just cannot suppress the truth that is in us
一个人压制他心中的真理就行了不义的事情神的愤怒从天上就降临在他
When man suppresses the truth which is doing the unrighteousness and God's wrath is thrown upon them from the heaven
罗马书第一章第十九第二十节特别给我们看见普遍启示是所有人所共有的
Romans chapter 1 verses 19 and 20 tell us general revelation is given to everybody in the world
那么人对神的反应是如此
And how can man respond to God
不把上帝当作上帝
The man did not deem God as God
也不把上帝应当有的荣耀归给上帝
And did not give the glory which is unto God to him
结果当一个人离弃神的时候就是离弃了真理同公义的缘故
So as a man leave God which is he leave the source of righteousness and glory
离弃了神也就是离弃了圣洁同慈爱的缘
And also as a man leave God which in he leave the source of righteousness and holiness
他就过一个犯罪的生活远远离开上帝为他所定的旨意
And he live a life of sin he depart from God and also live away from the will of God
那保罗就把当时犹太人之外外邦人所犯的各样的罪一一把它列出来
And the Gentile who is outside of the Jews Paul has here listed all their sins one by one
他们不拜真神他们拜偶像
they do not worship the right God true God and worship idols
他们不用身体荣耀上帝用身体来自我羞辱
they do not use the body to glorify God but rather to defame themselves
他们无论是男无论是女不照着顺性的用处彼此相爱乃是用逆性的性行为
And whether the male or female do not use their sexual function in the normal way, but in the abnormal way.
所以保罗在第一章就讲全世界外邦人中间有许多许多的罪恶。
And Paul in Romans chapter 1,000, all the people in the world, the Gentiles, have sinned.
所以第一章所讲的罪恶包括了宗教性的罪恶、心灵里面的罪恶、还有社会性的罪恶。
And the sin we've spoken about in chapter 1 talk about religious, society, and psychological sins.
这表示人从罪里面的身体到最外面的身体都已经玷污了
Which is from the deepest mode of human nature until the physical sense we haven't defiled
在宗教性的事情上我们得罪了上帝
Upon the religion we go against God
在肉身的罪恶中间我们得罪了自己
And physically we go against ourselves
在社会性的罪恶中间我们得罪了别人
And in the society we sin against others
所以这个世界就变成因为没有神因为离弃神因为不敬畏神而在罪恶中间被神所任凭的一个世界
And this world because they do not go according to the will of God and they have been judged by God and given by God
到了第二章的时候
when it comes to chapter 2
保罗就提到神的公义要审判这个世界
Paul said the righteousness of God wants to judge the world
这个审判到底有什么根据呢
and to judge what's the basis of judgment
那么至于外邦人他又没有律法
and to the Gentile they do not have the law
他根本不知道神的旨意应当是怎么样
and they do not know about the will of God
是不是因为没有律法就可以随便犯罪不需要负责任
Is it because there's no law that can let loose their life and sin?
保罗说不是如此
Paul said no
神既然是公义的
That God's sin is righteous
有律法的就要按律法来受审判
And he who has law will judge according to law
没有律法的就不按律法来受审判
And he who has no law will not be judged according to law
那么你的意思就是说上帝不审判那些没有律法的人吗
Does it mean that God does not judge those who have no laws?
不是的
No
上帝审判但是不是照着律法来审判
But God will judge but not according to the laws
如果上帝不是按照律法来审判这些外邦人的话
If God did not use the law to judge the Gentiles
那么上帝用什么来审判他们
Then on what basis we judge them
神用一个代表就是已经放在他们里面的一个很重要的在心灵的功用就是良心的工作
But God will use representative with a place in them which in the spirit which in what they use conscience
所以这样的上帝已经在每一个人心中中 放下了一个道德律的原则。
Which in each and one of us, God has put the principle of morality in us.
这个道德律的原则就是我们所说的良心。
And this law of the ethic is what we call the conscience.
良心是我们能分辨什么是善，什么是恶。
Conscience allows us to discern what is right, what is
wrong. 良心可以先提醒我们，警戒我们不要犯罪。
And conscience will remind us and let us not to sin.
良心可以关照我们，使我们知道我们应当要怎么行。
And conscience will illuminate us so that we know what to do.
当我们抵制良心的功用，故意去犯罪的时候
，When we go against the function of our conscience, we want to sin willfully.
良心会暂时好像不干涉我们
，Conscience as if temporarily will not interfere.
当我们犯罪之后，良心就代表神做审判的工具。
But after we sin, this conscience will represent God to judge us.
世人如果能够照着良心完完全全顺服良心的功用，这个人应当是可以做做义人的。
If man can totally be submissive to the direction of conscience, he can be called a righteous man.
但有没有这样的人呢
？But is there such a man?
圣经后来告诉我们，连一个义人也没有。
And the Bible tells us not even the righteous man.
神就凭着良心来审判世界。
And then God will judge the world according to conscience.
当保罗提到外邦人的罪的时候
，When Paul talks about the sins of the Gentiles,
相信有很多犹太人知道这所讲的都是事实。
It will be believed that many of the Jews believe.All these are true.
但是在第二章最后一段的时候
But then in the last passage of chapter 2
忽然间矛头转过来指向犹太人
Suddenly Paul turned the spear to point to the Jews
指向犹太人为什么呢
Why is that he pointed to the Jews?
这些人曾经以为自己是比所有的外邦人更高一等
Because this people had thought that they're more superior as compared to the Gentiles
犹太人以为自己比所有的民族更加优秀
The Jews feel that they're more superior compared to all other races
为什么他们认为自己比别人更优秀呢
Why is it they feel they are more superior?
因为犹太民族是一个有律法的民族
Because the Jew is a race that have the law
神没有把律法赐给其他的民族
And God has never given the law to other races
神把律法赐给犹太民族
But rather to the Jews alone than to give the law
犹太人就因为律法的缘故他们看自己高过所有的民族
And because of the law that they had, they deemed themselves more superior as compared to others.
他们因为有律法的缘故，他们看自己是比所有的民族更优秀。
Because they have the law, they thought that they were superior race as compared to other races.
所以无形之中就形成一种民族的自高自傲。
And because of that, they feel very proud of the superiority as a race.
这种骄傲呢，就形成了犹太宗教性的失败。
And this pride causes the failures of the Jews.In religion.
这种失败是很可怕的。
And this religious failure is very horrible.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们自己没有觉察到自己在这种失败中间可怜的光景。
Because they never know the pitifulness of themselves being fallen in this religious pride.
因为上帝特别爱他们。
Because God loves them so much.
拣选他们
，and have elected them.
信任他们
，and have trusted them.
把真道传给他们
，and give them the truth to them.
把律法的知识赐给他们
，and the knowledge of law has been given to them.
他们这个时候呢，就意味着他有特权，所以神才赐恩给他。
So they thought they had a special right, and that's why God grace upon them.
这个就是恩典神学的误用。
And this is a misuse of the theology of grace.
今天我看见许多的基督徒有同样的毛病。
Today I see many Christians have similar mistakes.
当我们在恩典之中的时候
，when we are in grace，
我们比别人更好的时候
，and we are better than others，
上帝的恩爱临到我们的时候
，and when God's grace and mercy is coming upon us，
我们的在最深的那个下意识里面感到我自己一定有什么特别的好处所以上帝才把恩典给我
Deep in our subconscious we thought that maybe we are better than others that's why God has special grace to me
这个就是错误的恩典神学的理论
and that is the misuse of the wrong theology of grace
那为什么我们说这是错误的理论呢
Why is that we say that this is the wrong theology of thought
这种思想先假定上帝赐恩是凭着人的条件
Because this kind of theology presupposes that God has grace on earth is because we are better.
因为我有这样的条件，所以上帝才把恩典给我。
Because I have this good point, and that's why God has grace upon me.
因为我有这样的资格，所以上帝就给我一个特权。
Because I have such a qualification, that's why God gives me this privilege.
完全不是圣经的教训。
Totally, this is not the biblical teaching.
圣经给我们看见，上帝是主权的上帝。
The Bible allows us to say God is God of sovereignty.
上帝的主权不但在创造万有的等次上是他自己永远的旨意。
That in the creation, all the God's will is manifested in His sovereignty.
在世人的权柄上也是他自己绝对的自由。
And also in the dispensers of grace, God is sovereign.
上帝说我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And that's why He said, whoever I have grace.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Whoever want to give mercy, I'll give mercy.
那样你说主啊，你既然恩待我，表示你本来要恩待我，你就恩待我。那我蒙恩，我是比别人更好的吗
？And that's why he said, since God you want to give grace to me, then you've given grace to me, which I'm better than others.
不是的
，No.
你蒙恩是因为神的主权、神的甘心、神的自由、神自己。不自行式的行动。
You have the grace because God has done it sovereignly and according to His own will alone.
这个才叫做恩典。
And that's why it's called grace.
如果你有某一些好处
，If you have certain good strong points,
上帝才施恩给你的话
，And then God give grace to you.
那么这样的上帝恩典就变成有条件的恩典。
Which in God's way is a conditional grace.
如果有条件的恩典就不能。叫做恩典
，conditional grace will not be called as grace。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这个恩典不是白白给你的。
Because grace is not given to you freely。
恩典就世界那是有条件的。
Because given to those at the condition。
这个恩典就不是真正的。
And this grace is a true grace。
如果你说我做工作了很多，上帝就把这些恩典给我。
You see, I worked so hard, and that's why God gave this grace to me。
那也不是恩典。
And that will not be grace again。
做工而得到的叫做工价。
Because when you work, you have the payment within you had the payment.
所以工价不是恩典。
And this salary or payment is not grace.
恩典不是工价。
And there's a grace and wages.
The grace is not wages.
Grace not wages.
The wages is not grace.
所以呢工价就不是这个恩典。
恩典是白白赐给你。
Because grace given to us free.
所以上帝对以色列说。
And that's why God told the Israelites.
你们的众民族中间是最小的。
Among all the people here, among the little ones,
因为我爱你们。
It is because I love you.
不是因为你们有什么的好处。
It is not because of good points.
所以上帝的旧约圣经五经里面已经把这恩典的本质是犹太人不配得到的。早就交代清楚。
So in the Pentateuch, God has exposed so clearly that they put the Jews because they're so undeserving, and God give to them, and that's their called grace.
以色列永远不能明白恩典是。
And the Jews cannot never understand what is grace.
因为领受了上帝给的律法
，because they receive a law from God.
他们感到自己比别的民族更好。
And they thought they are better than compared to other nations.
他们因有律法而骄傲。
And because they have law, they feel proud.
这不但 proud, arrogant.
And they were arrogant.
他们是非常傲慢的。
They were very arrogant.
我有律法
，because I have the law。
我是上帝的子民
，I'm the people of God。
你没有律法
，you don't have the law。
所以你是该死的人
，so you must be condemned。
我有律法
，because I have the law。
我是圣洁的子民
，I'm the holy nation。
你没有律法
，you don't have the law。
你是外邦人
，you are the Gentile。
你是被上帝丢弃的
，you are the one discarded by God。
你不是选民
，you are not the elect。
这种观念在犹太民族中间慢慢形成，慢慢形成，慢慢形成。
And in the Jewish nation, this kind of the idea become more prosperous。
尤其是他们。变成一个不容易谦卑的民族
，and because of that, they wouldn't want to be humble.
不容易悔改的民族
，not easy for them to repent.
不容易觉察自己可怜的民族
，not easy for them to know that they're so pitiful before the Lord.
犹太人就把自己的傲慢当作一个特权
，so this arrogance of the Jew becomes a privilege.
他一边夸他的谦卑，其实他正在夸他的傲慢。
Actually, they are boasting on their disprivileges, but actually they are boasting on their arrogance.
这是何等矛盾的一件事。
This is paradoxical.
因为傲慢是个罪恶
，because pride is a sin.
你夸你的傲慢就是你的最终欣赏自己。
And because when you boast of a pride, which means in sin, you are pissing yourself.
一个骄傲的人很难发现他自己正在骄傲。
A one who is proud, very seldom discover that they are being proud.
你明白这句话吗
？Do you understand?
一个骄傲的人
，the one who is proud.
他是不是我现在正在骄傲
？Will he say that I'm now still feeling proud？
骄傲的人很难发现他在骄傲。
He who is proud will not discover that he's proud。
他没有觉悟他在骄傲。
He will not realize that he's proud。
直到别人有这种态度的时候，他就你看这么骄傲。
And few people have this attitude, then say he's so proud。
所以他可以客观的去批判别人。 很难主观的觉悟自己的傲慢。
Then objectively they can judge others as proud, but subjectively they cannot feel that they're arrogant.
犹太人在最傲慢的时候怎么讲呢
？And at the time when the Jews are most proud, what do they say?
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
生我是男人而不是女人。
Giving me birth as a male, not a female.
生我是自由人，不是奴仆。
And being born as a free man, not a slave.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
生我是犹太人，不是外邦人。
I'm born as a Jew, and not a Gentile.
这个自以为高人一等的人
，He will feel a spiritual comparison.
就是不自觉的犹太民族的傲慢。
And this arrogance of these the Jews who not feel themselves as proud.
你说上帝为什么拣选这样傲慢的民族
？Why does God elect us people who are so proud?
上帝不是拣选傲慢的民族。
It is not God has chosen people who are proud.
这个民族以为上帝拣选他就可以傲慢。
And this is because these people feel that God has chosen And that's why they feel proud.
所以这个次序你要倒过来。
So you must reverse the order.
如果上帝不是选犹太民族
，If God has not elected the Jews，
如果上帝是选马来民族
，That God has placed his love on the Malays，
马来民族也可能会认为自己比别人更坏。
And maybe the Malays also feel they're better than others.
如果上帝拣选是中国民族
，If God was the Chinese，
中国民族也会犯同样的毛病。
The Chinese will commit the same mistakes.
这里就给我们看见了恩典临到了，就是有。无罪的人
，and so we see that God has been given to those who are sinners.
人在恩典中间没有感到自己是应当，自己是因为可怜需要蒙恩，相反的，因为蒙恩变成骄傲。
Man that in grace will not feel that it is because they need the forgiveness, but rather in also the grace they feel proud.
所以我不能说只有犹太民族有这个可能性。
So I would not say it is only Jews that this is a possibility.
这是世界万国万族万民的通性。
But all the nation, all the people have the common nature.
到第三章这个通性的真理就显出。
And this common nature is manifested in chapter 3.
那第二章保罗就特别讲关于犹太民族。
In chapter 2, Paul specially talk about the Jews.
他说你称为犹太人。
He said you are called Jews.
这里特别讲你称为犹太人。
That you are called Jews.
或者你被算作犹太人。
You have been counted as a Jew.
生下是犹太人。
That you're born as a Jew.
你认为你自己是犹太人。你自己对自己怎样估价呢
？That you thought you as a Jew, how do you evaluate yourself?
你依靠律法
，That you depend on the law.
你要执着上帝夸口
，And also you brag to God.
所以你靠律法，靠上帝来骄傲自己。
So relying on law and God, you feel proud of yourself.
我是有上帝的人。
I'm a one with God.
我是有上帝律法的人。
Everyone who has the law from God.
上帝是我的上帝。
God is my God.
上帝是我的父亲。
God is my father.
这种把上帝垄断当作自己不由的这种傲慢
，and this how arrogant they monopolize God as their own。
在历史中间受过多少的批判呢
？And they have they been criticized in history？
最高、最大、最尖刻的批判，竟然是从耶稣基督的口里面讲。
And the highest, the sharpest criticism come from Jesus' lips。
如果你在这个约翰福音第八章里面注意，慢慢看耶稣和他们辩论的过程。
In chapter 8 of John, you will see that the process discourse of God with them.
你发现耶稣基督要把他们带到一个死胡同里面，给他们没有路可以走。
You know, God wants to bring them to the dead end so that there's no way out for them.
耶稣后来讲了一句很可怕的话语。
And finally, Jesus Christ said a statement with the most horrifying.
我们的父是上帝。
The Jews said that our father is God.
我们的父是亚伯拉罕。
Our father is Abraham.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
如果你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If you are the descendants of Abraham,
你们就会到我这里来。
Then you will come to me.
如果你真正是亚伯兰的子孙
，If you are truly the descendants of Abraham,
亚伯兰是你们的父
，If Abraham is your father,
就会领受我传给你们的真理。
Then you receive the truth I preach to you.
我把真理传给你们。
When I preach the truth to you,
你们就因为这个缘故，你们想杀我。
And because of that, you want to murder me.
我实实在告诉你
，Truly, truly, I tell you,
你们的父不是亚伯兰
，Your father is not Abraham.
你们的父是魔鬼
，Your father is Satan.
当耶稣把这句话点出。
When Jesus said this statement,
这就是跟你基督跟犹太文化势不两立的一个开始。
When Christ and Jesus, these cultures are opposing each other.
当耶稣基督把犹太人的背后有一个魔鬼在他们的父讲出来的时候
，When Jesus say that behind this culture there's a Satan? When you say that,
这也就等于决定了耶稣基督一定要被他们钉死在十字架上，没有第二条。
Which he had been decided on there and then that Christ must be nailed on the cross.
但耶稣基督不得不讲这句话出来。
But Jesus had to say that.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这些有律法、有上帝诫命的犹太人。是最会破坏上帝诫命的宗教人士。
Because this Jew who has God who has the law are the one who breaks the laws of God purposefully.
主耶稣在世界上的时候，这被最严厉的对象乃是宗教领袖。
And it is religious leaders that Christ has rebuked them very seriously.
我有时候很害怕。
Sometimes I'm frightened.
我自己做一个宗教领袖。
That I'm a religious leader.
如果主耶稣今天到我们的中间来。
If Jesus would come among our midst.
他要怎样指责我？
How would he point to me?
他要怎样批评教会？
How will they criticize the
church? 怎样光照我们的心？
How will they illuminate the heart?
他要怎样审判我们？
How will they judge us?
我们要恐惧战惊，好好过得胜的生活。
If it with trembling heart, we want to live a bit through this life.
当上帝审判的大人来到，
At a time when God just comes to us,
圣经的审判要从上帝的家开始。
The Bible says judgment will come and start from his own family.
上帝是公义的，
God is a righteous God.
上帝是圣洁的，
God is a holy God.
上帝是绝对不受贿赂的，
God absolutely will not be bribed.
上帝是绝对不会偏袒有罪的，
Absolutely will not be partial.
他要凭他的诚实公义来行审判。
According to his honesty and also to his righteousness, he will judge.
这些都是圣经的话语。
These are all the word of God.
只是我们感到很可怕。
Because they feel so frightened.
还是叫我们每个人信靠他的人过圣洁的生活，要谦卑顺服，常常在他的面前预备自己迎接他的面前。
So he who rely on him will live a very holy life. Any time we're prepared to welcome him back.
保罗现在代表神对犹太人讲话。
And Paul here representing God told the Jews.
犹太人啊
，Jews，
你有律法吗
？Do you have laws？
是的
，Yes。
你认识上帝吗
？You know God？
是的
，Yes。
你不但有律法。
Not only have laws,
依靠律法
they can repent on the law.
不但有上帝
not only have God,
靠上帝夸口
that you brag because of God.
不但如此
not only so,
你以为你已经受了律法的教训
you thought you have been taught by the laws.
你已经晓得上帝的旨意
and know the will of God.
而且你懂得分辨是非
and know the discern the good and the evil.
你这样呢你就以为你自己比别人更高一
点 so you thought you are better than others.
其实这里保罗讲的是有正面的功用在里面
Actually, the positive emphasis of Paul here.
什么功用呢
？What is the function?
律法赐下来到底要做什么
？Then what's the function for law to be given?
上帝把律法赐下来。
And God has given the law
是要人明白上帝给他们真理的教训。
So that you will know the truth that God is going to teach us.
要人从律法中间看见上帝的心意。
That man from law can see the will of God.
要人因为律法懂得分辨什么是对，什么是不对。
And because of law, man can discern what is good and what is wrong.
这三点保罗是讲出正面的律法的功用的。
These are the three positive aspects of the function of law God has spoken.
犹太人也知道。
And the Jews know.
他们有律法以后
，after they have law，
就领受了从神而来的教训。
They receive the teaching coming from God.
他们有律法以后
，when they have the law，
他们明白了上帝永远的旨意。
They know the eternal will of God.
他们有律法以后
，when they have the law，
他们就能分辨什么是善，什么是恶。
They know how to discern what is good and evil.
这些都是律法。正面的功用
These are all the positive functions of the law.
当犹太人以为有律法就自然有这些的时候错错
了 When the Jews said that when they have the law they naturally have all this it is wrong.
Automatically
they have all this.
我有律法我就主动自动有这些
So when the law automatically have all this
这个毛病就出来了
And there comes the mistake.
为什么呢
Why?
因为律法不是做一种形式上的教导
Because law is not to give us the teaching of our form.
律法不是给人一种自己去学习一种知识
or from the written code that we learn knowledge
字句里面有精义
because in the written code there is an essence of it
凡是只抓字句不明精义的人
if you catch only the written code but not the essence of it
他们就过一个死的宗教性的生活
then they will lead a very dead religious life
保罗说的字句是叫人死
because the written code causes you to die
精义是叫人活
but the essence will life in you
如果你在宗教里面领受一些字句层面的思想
If in religion you receive only by written code
从字句认识一些的知识
From the written code you have some knowledge
那么你就是一个死的教徒
then you were a dead follower.
这就是呢，保罗论道这些犹太人所讲的。
And this where Paul told the Jews they are.
字迹叫人死。
The written code will cause you to die.
经意叫人活。
The essence will life in you.
今天多少回教徒他明白圣葬的意思。就是喊他不一样的，他就杀死他，就叫做圣战。
And we know that a lot of Muslims know of the holy wars.
They kill people simply because do not agree with them.
And they kill people because they do not agree with them.
Saddam Hussein,
Saddam Hussein,
当他建立他的政党的时候
，When he established party,
他宣布这个 secular party, not religious party.
He said that he is a secular party and not religious party.
所以他要建立伊拉克，也是一个普通的世俗化的国家，虽然里面都是回教徒。
So the Iraq nation want to build a secular nation.
伊拉克不是回教国。
So Iraq wasn't an Islamic nation.
回教徒组成的国。
But it was composed by the Islam Muslims.
但是他决定发动战争的时候。
But when he was to about to start war,
他决定很联军抗战的时候
，then he wanted to fight against the army.
三天以前
，three days before that,
突然宣布，我们应当把阿拉瓦达这个字放在每一个伊拉克的国旗上。
So suddenly he declared he wanted to put this word on all the flags of the Iraq.
阿拉阿巴什么意思呢？
阿拉阿巴，
上帝是伟大的。
God is mighty.
这样就把这个国家跟宗教连在一起，利用宗教来振奋全国的心。
So he united this religion and this nation to stir up the heart of people to fight the war.
所以有许多的时候
，So you see many times
对宗教一知半解，使人更不属灵，更危险。
If you do not truly understand religion, then you become less spiritual.
真正的经义里面明白宗教的
，The one who truly know religion in essence，
他们的心要清净。
In their heart, they want to come close to God.
那就只有在字迹中间念经，学学一些外表知识的。
He who only learn about our knowledge and written code,
他们就远远离开上帝。
They leave God from afar.
一个人在律法中间只懂得字迹，不懂得经义，也是如此。
One also in the religion, knowing the written code and essence, also fall in the same mistake.
保罗是犹太人呐。
And Paul said, "You,
你有律法
，You have the law.
你执着上帝夸口
，You brag against God.
你以为你有律法？受了教训
，You thought that in the laws you have been taught.
你以为你明白了上帝的旨意
？You understand the will of God.
你以为你能分辨善恶
？And thought you can discern the good and the evil.
这三件事情很好的。
These three things are good.
那么他们就慢慢就把人类分成两种。
And then because they divide people into two categories.
就是有律法的，就是明白上帝旨意。
Those who have the laws know the will of God.
没有律法的，就是瞎子。
Those who have the law are blind.
有律法的人就受了教训。
Those who have the law we taught.
没有律法的人是小孩子。
Those who have the law are children.
有律法的人是有神的智慧的。
Those with law have the wisdom of God.
有律法的外邦人都是愚蠢的。
Those without the laws are foolish.
所以他们把那些没有律法的当成是笨人，不明白上帝旨意，在黑暗中间生活，是没有见过大光。是小孩子，他们是抵挡上帝。
所以他们现在 without the laws are the one who go against God, who are the children, who are the child, who are the blind, who are the darkness.
那犹太人就有一种国际的一种神圣的使命。
So this Jew have the international holy mission.
我们犹太人的存在
，though the existence of we Jews
是人类的盼望。
It is the hope of human kind.
我们犹太人存在
，the existence of Jews
是光照万族的。
It's illuminate all nations.
使人有智慧的。
So the you have the wisdom.
使别人因为我们才明白上帝。
So others through us will know God.
我们是何等了不起的。
So we are so good.
那接下去的几句话
，and then following statements，
他们自以为在世界中间他们的地位是超越了这些重要的描写。
They thought that it's a description of their position in the universe.
这几句话在哪里呢
？Where are the few statements？
我们大家一同来看。
We're going to read together.
第十九节
，verse 19。
你深信自己是给瞎眼领路的。
So you believe that you're the one who lead the blind？
你深信你是黑暗中中间的光。
That you are the light for those who are in darkness？
你深信你是蠢笨人的师傅。
The instructor of the foolish？
你深信。你是小孩子的先生
，a teacher of infants。
你深信律法上有知识和真理的模范
，and because you believe the law, the embodiment of knowledge and truth。
这句话什么意思
？What do you mean by this？
这几句话可以说是犹太人要对外邦人宣扬他宗教的时候，所有的动机和他的心态。
This statement are the attitude and also the kind of motive of the Jews when they push others.
所以有一个解经家说，
so this commentator will say,
这几句话一定是从犹太的海外宣教的团体中间里面提出来的。
This few statement probably is the mission statement of those people who the Jews want to push the overseas.
因为他们有这样深的傲慢，
because they have such a deep arrogance,
这样深的信念，
and such deep conviction.
整个世界需要他们，
and the whole world need them.
所以呢，他们就走遍了海洋陆地，勾引人进入他的教。
So they go walk to all oceans and all continents to bring people to their religion.
这是个热心的不得了。
They are so fervent.
这个热心从哪里来呢？
Where come this zealous?
从深信人没有他所有的，人需要他的，所以他要你帮助他。
Truly believe that humankind do not have things that they have, they need to help others.
这种动机跟心态没有什么可以后悔的。
This is the motive that kind of attitude, there's nothing to condemn.
问题是实实在在，你有的是人。
But truly want to say that the thing that we have is it truly needed by the people?
问题就是你有了律法就等于有了一切吗？
The question is when you have a law, does it mean you have everything?
问题是当你教导别人律法的，你真正能把上帝的旨意讲清楚。
The problem is when you teach others, do you truly expound the word of God clearly?
第二个更深一层的意义的有重要的原则。
And the second deeper meaning that the principle is.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
我看见今天很多基督教徒就跟犹太人走一条同样的道。
I see the many Christians walk in the same path of a Jew.
我们常常说外邦人很可怜。
We many times say the Gentiles are pitiful.
他们灭亡。
They perish.
我们比他好得多。
We are better than they are.
我们一定是上天堂的。
We are surely go to heaven.
但是当我们仔细查看自己生活的时候，
When we truly examine our life,
我们好像也没有资格做别人的老师。
They look as if we are not qualified to be teachers.
我们许多的基督徒没有资格发光照亮他们。
And we are not qualified to illuminate them.
那么到底在我们里面有光吗？
That in us is there a true light?
你说有。
Yes, that's right.
我们里面有神的道吗？
We have the word of God.
你说有。
Yes.
问题是你说明白的道不是神原由要你明白的道。
The question is that the word that we understand is the true word of God that he expounded to us.
保罗说有一些妇女终究学道却不明白。
And Paul said some women in the whole life they learn about the Logos, they never understand.
有许多人做基督徒做了几十年，对我们所信的上帝，对我们所应当明白的经文完全一窍不通。
There are many Christians who have been Christians for years, but they never truly understand the teaching and the heart of God.
特别是许多所谓福音派的人，
and especially many evangelicals,
他们肤浅到一个地步。
They're so shallow.
因为他的聚会机会一两次的时候，他一定得救，永远得救。
Because they thought they have raised their hand for one or two times, they are surely saved.
许多的天主教徒认为受洗就等于得救。
And even many Catholics believe that when you are baptized, equivalent to you're saved.
我既然受洗了，为什么我害怕？
And baptized today, how is that? I'm afraid I will not be saved.
有许多人以为他有了一个圣经放在枕头下，就不怕鬼在梦中捉弄他。
And many people thought that they have this Bible to be put under the pillow, they say they would come to trouble them.
有些人知道十字架有能力，他就做一个木头的十字架去赶鬼。
And also they thought that this cross has the power to use a wooden cross to cast away the serpent.
还有许多人就用金的项链挂上十字架，他一生一世就有护身符。
And they have a golden chain with a cross they thought they are protected.
你看基督教界里面，基督教国家里面，基督教社会里面，不是充满这一类的人。
You see, among the Christian, among the Christian nation, Christian society, there are these people filled with society.
最糟糕的是那些念了圣经，读了神学，结果不明白真正救赎的意义，在台上教导一些自己不懂。别人也不懂的事。
And even worse for those who have learned the Bible, who have been trained theologically on the pulpit, they don't teach others, but yet they themselves do not understand what they teach.
这几个礼拜，无论在台湾、在香港、在印尼，都有人在问题解答的纸上里面写一条字给我。
In a question and answer, these few days in Hong Kong, Taiwan, or Indonesia, they wrote a statement to me.
感谢主感动你。
Praise the Lord, it touch your heart.
你肯每个礼拜这样来。
That every week you want to come to us.
我在你的讲座，在你的结晶里面，才真正知道基督徒应当是怎么样。
In a seminar, I didn't truly know what a Christian should be.
虽然这以前我已经一二十年参加教会。
Even though I've been in the church for 10 or 20 years.
感谢上帝。
But praise the Lord.
我要更深明白真理的意义。
I truly and deeply understand the meaning of the gospel.
犹太人的傲慢。
the arrogant of the Jews.
就把人类分成两种。
Divide humanity into two categories.
一种是有律法的。
One with the law.
就是犹太人。
And they are Jews.
一种没有律法的。
One with the law.
就是外邦人。
The Gentiles.
所以有律法的。
So the law.
是在光里面。
They are in the light.
没有律法的。
Without the law.
黑暗里面。
In darkness.
有律法的。
With the law.
真理的教导。
And they are the teaching.
没有律法的。
Without the law.
像小孩子一样的。
They are the infants.
有律法的人。
With the law.
有上帝的智慧。
They are the wisdom of God.
没有律法的。
Without the law.
纯笨的。
They are the foolish.
所以他们看全世界都很笨。
So they see the whole world as foolish.
只有他自己很聪明。
Only they themselves are wise.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为有律法。
Because they have the law.
在哪里呢？
Where?
我们早就有律法，不必问在哪里。
We have the law originally. Don't have to ask where.
摩西赐下律法给我们已经很久了。
When Moses had given the law a long time ago.
所以他们就迷信，他有律法就比别人高一等。
They are superstitious because of the law. They are superior compared to others.
好像许多的基督徒以为自己是已经受洗的基督徒，就一定比别人高。
And just like the Christians, they thought they are baptized, they are superior more compared to others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But my dear brothers and sisters.
为什么有人受洗几十年从来不长进？
Why is it people have been baptized for tens of years and never improved?
为什么有人刚信主一两年，他明白真理比你更多
？And why is it some have been baptized for one or two years they know the truth more than you?
为什么有的家庭几代信耶稣没有出一个传道人
？Why is it for some families generations they become Christian but there's no preacher?
为什么许多传道人都是第一代信主
？Why is it many of these preachers are the first generation Christians?
王夫牧师是第一代信主去做牧师。
And Reverend Wang Fu is the first generation and become a pastor.
这些几代传下来的基督徒
，But this few generation the Christians，
难道没有上帝的恩典
？Do we say that there's grace？
难道没有圣经的教训
？Do we say that they were teaching from God？
有
，They have。
但是他们在神的恩典，在上帝的教训中间，他们流于宗教仪式，不是从心灵里面。很新鲜的感受上帝的。
But in the grace and the teaching of the Lord, they only are very shadowed in the written code, but not truly having the grace of God in the sense.
犹太人啊
，And Paul said the Jews.
你以为你是小孩子的先生吗
？You thought that you are the teacher of infant.
你以为你是愚蠢人的开刀的师
？You thought the instructor of the foolish.
你以为你是个瞎子领路的
？You thought the one who guide the blind.
犹太民族的傲慢就把外邦人当的都是瞎眼。
So the arrogant of the Jews are filled with all the Gentiles are blind.
都是在黑暗中的
，They are in darkness.
你们都是愚蠢的人
，And they are foolish.
你们都是小孩子
，They are infants.
所以你需要我来教导你
，That you need me to instruct you.
需要我来光照你
，Need me to illuminate you.
需要我来带领你
，Need me to guide you.
需要你把智慧给你
，Need me to give you the wisdom.
这种傲慢的民族
，This the arrogant race.
保罗现在把他们的面具撤下来
，Paul now tear out their mask.
把他们真正的情形暴露出来
，And expose their true nature.
怪不得无论耶稣无论保罗犹太人痛恨死。
And that's why they hate Paul and Jesus.
Paul 恨死
They hate them so much.
但我问你
But I ask you.
一个人病的时候
A one who is sick.
他自己不能救自己
When he cannot save himself.
他不能医自己
He cannot heal himself.
到医生那里去的
When he comes to the doctor.
你到底要一个诚实的医生或者要一个骗人的医生
Do you want to have an honest or a doctor or one who deceives you?
如果你里面真正有肺痨病第四期快要死了
You have a TB under the fourth stage. You are about to die.
你到底盼望医生对你说你病很重了
Will you hope that doctor say that you are very serious in your illness
或者说不要紧咳嗽不过喉咙痒痒罢了
Or say that never mind because you cough
你还会活五十年
You'll live for 550 more years
你说这个好医生
Say this is a good doctor
因为他对我讲好话
Because he said good words to me
那个坏医生
That's a bad doctor
把我吓死了
Because he frightened me
我如果有一天死不是肺痨病死是给他吓死
One day if I will die not because of TB because I'm frightened to death
称赞我的医生好医生
The one who praised me is a good doctor
我告诉你
I tell you
讲好话的就是好人嘛。
He who say good word is a good guy.
不是的。
No.
孔子说
，Confucius said，
有知、有量、有多闻。你的朋友应当是正直的人。
Your friend must be one who is upright，
应当真正谅解、饶宽恕你的。
A one who truly forgive you，
应当是一个非常有学问的、很多知识的。
A one who is intellectual，
所以这个呢，就把知放在量同多闻之前。
But this person has put this thing, two things down.
很重要
，important.
但是今天我们做人常常面子问题，使我们灵性破产。
But many times because of our faith, we are spiritually bankrupt.
我们不能受那些劝我们的人。
We cannot take those people who give a word to us to encourage us.
不能听那些真正规劝我们的。
We cannot listen to those who give true advices.
我们都喜欢听好话。 不喜欢听实话。
We want to listen to good words, not true words.
所以人家称赞你，你心里吃 ice cream.
So when people praise you, you have actually ice cream in your heart.
你很好，你很好，你高兴得不得了。
When people say you're good, you're so happy.
那些我告诉你，正在危险中间。
When people say that you're in danger,
你反对他。
You want to oppose them,
抗拒他。
You are resistant.
耶稣基督受钉十字架，不是因为他有什么罪恶。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, not because of sin.
还是他把罪的真相把它暴露出来。
But because exposed the true nature of sin.
保罗说犹太人是拒绝。
And Paul was being rejected by
Jesus. 不是因为他讲错什么话。
Not because he said something which is wrong.
相反的，他讲出了实实在在清醒的话。
But because he taught them the truth.
你是犹太人。
You are the Jews.
但是
But then,
你以为你有了教训。
You thought you had the teaching.
你有了智慧。
You have the wisdom.
你有了律法。
You have the law.
依靠上帝。
Depending on God.
你可以做瞎子的领路者。
That you become the leader of the blind.
你可以做黑暗人的光。
And also become the light of the dark.
你是小孩子的先生。
And also the teacher of the infant.
你是蠢笨人的师父。
And the instructor of the foolish.
真的吗？
Is that true?
好，我告诉你。
I tell you.
你真正的情形是什么？
What is your true nature?
我们大家这里一同来看接下去的话语。
We want to read the following words.
第二十一节。
Verse number 21.
你既是教教导别人的
，But since you teach others，
你还不教导自己吗
？Why don't you teach yourself？
你既是教导别人的
，Since you teach others，
你还不教导自己
？Do you not teach yourself？
你讲说人不可偷窃
，You see that people shouldn't steal，
你自己还偷窃
，But you also steal。
你说人不可奸淫
，You tell them to commit adultery，
自己还奸淫吗
？But you commit adultery。
你恨恶偶像
，You abhor idols。
你自己还偷窃庙中之物吗
？Do you rob temples？
你指着律法夸口
，You break about the law。
自己反倒犯了律法
，Do you dishonor God？
你玷污上帝吗
？And also do you abhor God？
这句话什么意思
？What do you mean by this？
这句话就是说他们只能够在旁观的事情上指出别人错误，而自己的主观的行动里面。没有办法脱离自己所知道的罪恶。
Which is as an observer, they can point out the sins of others, but subjectively, they cannot point to their own sins.
这是犹太人的情形。
And that is the Jews.
你说不可以犯奸淫
，You cannot say you're not committing adultery.
为什么没有人看见的时候，你自己偷去犯奸
？Why is that people don't discover that you commit adultery in the dark?
犯奸淫的人。
Those who commit adultery,
当他指着别人罪的时候，好像自己没有犯。
When they point to the sin of others, I seem to them never seen.
你说真的吗
？Is that true?
真的吗
？Is that true?
我告诉你
，I tell you.
第一次你去找坏人的时候
，The first time you go to prostitutes,
男孩子第一次去做坏事
，As a man, the first time you do wrong things,
心跳得很厉害
，Your heart beat very fast.
慢慢的。越跳越慢
，But slowly it gets slower.
结果平安无事
，And later you feel at peace.
第一次说谎的时候
，The first time when you lie,
良心怕得不得了
，Your conscience is frightened.
慢慢的
，And slowly
不说谎不会好睡
，If you don't lie, you don't sleep soundly.
你惯于犯罪
，Because you're so inhabitual in sinning.
真的有这样的事吗
？Do you feel like that?
有
，Yes.
保罗是把这句话讲出来
，Paul said this statement.
耶稣把这件事表明出来。
But Christ is a manifest thing.
有一次，耶稣基督被许多人围坐。
Once Jesus was surrounded by many people.
他正在地上用指头画字。
He was writing something on the ground.
我不知道耶稣画什么。
I don't know what he did wrong.
我听一个牧师很骄傲说，他知道耶稣画什么，因为圣灵感动他告诉他。
A pastor very proudly said that the Holy Spirit touched him so he knew what he wrote.
我听了，我就求主赦免他。
And I asked God to forgive him.
圣经没有讲的，我不敢讲。
The Bible never said anything. That's why I didn't say anything.
耶稣在地上画。
Jesus was writing. I don't know what he wrote.
那个牧师说耶稣画两句话。
And the pastor said that Jesus wrote two things.
在律法中，个人都要死。
In the law, everyone should die.
在恩典中都要永生。
In grace, everyone have eternal life.
他就是圣灵告诉他的，我不知道。
He said Holy Spirit teach him. I don't know.
圣经说耶稣在地上画字的时候。
And when the Bible said Jesus was drawing something on the ground.
一些人
想
抓了一个女人。
And caught a woman.
是犯奸淫的时候被抓到。
Who was caught in the midst of adultery.
一个人。犯奸一般给人家看到就不好意思，或者抓到了。
A one who caught him adultery in the midst and was caught，
抓到了
，was caught，
被看到就不好意思了。
Was caught red-handed，
现在不是看到，是抓到了。
That didn't seem like was caught red-handed，
抓到耶稣面前。
And coming to
所以他无脸见人
，so he cannot face others。
可能衣服还是穿一半
，maybe he said was half clothed。
被带到耶稣里面
，he was brought to Jesus。
耶稣在那画字
，Jesus was there writing。
他们就对他说。
And they told him,
Rabbi,
Rabbi,
Moses 说
Moses said,
人犯奸淫要用舌头把他打死。
The one who committed adultery should be stoned to death.
现在我们抓到一个人。
We caught this one.
半路正在犯奸淫给我们抓到。
And was caught red-handed.
现在怎么办？
What to do now?
要不要打死他？
Should we stone her to death?
你说这件事容易处理吗？
Is it easy to deal with this thing?
耶稣就说
Jesus, if he were to say,
打死他吧。
Stone her to death.
啊，那这个人就死了。
Then this woman would die.
耶稣基督到世界上来，不是要定人的罪，是要拯救人的。
But Jesus came to the world to condemn and to save.
所以他不能说打死他吧。
So he cannot say stone him, stone her to death.
如果耶稣说不可以打死
，If Jesus say you cannot stone her,
可能你自己也是乱来。
Then say you're not following laws.
你就不行照律法来做的人。
You're not doing according to laws.
你不遵照摩西的话语。
You're not obeying Moses' commandment.
跟罪人打交道。
So you have friend with the sinner.
袒护罪人。
And also protect
不行公义的
人。You do not practice the righteous.
所以这个问题解答比刚才的问题更难。
So this question and answer is more difficult than what I have question and answer.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
Rabbi!
Rabbi!
可以不可以打死他？
Can we stone her?
耶稣在画字。
Jesus was writing.
他画什么字我不知道。
What did he write? I don't know.
他们逼他。
They force him.
忽然间耶稣站起来。
And then suddenly he stood up.
耶稣没有说可以。
Jesus did not say yes.
耶稣没有说不可以。
He did not say no.
所以你们以后要学习怎么解答问题的，好好研究耶稣怎么答。
So you must learn from Jesus how to question and answer.
耶稣怎么答呢？
What did Jesus say?
你们中间
among you
有谁没有犯罪的？
Anyone who has never sinned
就可以拿石头打死他。
Can take the first stone and stone her.
可以打死他吗？
可以， yes,
可以，
yes.
耶稣没有违背律法。
Jesus did not go against the law.
耶稣没有说不可以。
Jesus did not say no.
你可以打死他。
Yes, you can stone her.
谁打死他呢？
Who's to stone her?
你们中间没有犯罪的人就可以打死他。
Among you who have never sinned can stone her.
但我相信耶稣讲这句话是很有慈爱的。
I believe that Jesus Christ is the merciful.
因为他本来就要拯救罪人。
Because he came to save the sinners.
我又相信耶稣讲这句话是很有公义能力的。
I truly believe when he says this statement, he was full of righteousness.
所以那些来势汹汹。
So those who come prepared.
试探耶稣。
Want to tempt Jesus.
抓他把柄的人。
Want to cut up our stock.
经他这么一讲。
So when he said that.
马上整个人凶化，消化如水。
So they were dissolved.
没有办法拿石头。
No one can take up a stone.
他们就爬他的头。
And they were scratching their head.
其实他头一点都不痒。
You ask him from easy.
那你爬，那谁？你开始嘛。
You start first.
你先用石头打死他。
You take the first stone.
这个大石头来。
There's a big stone. Throw it.
他说，你先。
What did you start first?
你先。
You first.
耶稣那句话。
Jesus statement.
就像 X-ray 一样的。
That X-ray.
马上给他们想起。
They realize.
他们昨天犯什么罪
？What sin they committed?Day before yesterday,
他自己对妻子是不忠心的。
And he is not faithful to the wife.
他整个人被照明的时候。
So when he was illuminated,
从早到小。
From the old to the young.
这些人要打死他。
They want to stone him.
不敢。
They're not.
要打。
What is stone him? They're not.
就回家了。
And they went back.
老的回家了。
The old went back.
半老的也跟着回家。
Half old also went back.
圣经说，从老到小。个个跑掉。
The Bible says that from the old to the young, one by one they left.
还在里面画字。
Jesus was still writing.
画完了以后
，After that,
没有了。
No one was there.
全部没有了。
No one was there.
这些人还算有良心。
And this people still have the conscience.
对不对？要丢的时候。不可能的。
No.
我自己也不大好。
Because I'm not so good.
不可能的。
They're not so good.
许多做老师的。
Many of teachers.
对小孩说，不可以偷看。
Tell this that.
我会抓你的。我会扣你的分的。你们不可以偷看。这些老师小的时候都偷看。
But then we're young, they cheat them.
所以我们的教育是真的成功吗
？So is our education successful?
我们的政府真的很伟大吗
？Is our government very great?
我们的领袖真的是真理的教导人
？Our leader are the true spiritual teachers.
我们的文化真正是真理的传统
？Our culture is the true traditional truth.
很可怕。
Very frightened.
别讲下去呢。
What do we say?
疮疤挖得更清楚。
The more deeply the wounds are being exposed.
我们人是谁？
Who are men?
我们做父母的。
We are parents.
我们有资格教孩子。
Are we qualified to teach children?
我们做老师的。
We are teachers.
有资格教孩子。
Are we qualified to teach infants?
我们为什么教孩子乖乖？
Why say we teach the children to be
good? 不可以动。
Don't move.
坐得直直。
Be straight.
你真的是教他吗？
不是。
你在为你自己做老师比较方便来约束人。
You're actually binding them so you're very convenient for you as a teacher.
因为如果你吵来吵去，我很难教。
Because if they were to move around, it's very difficult for me to teach.
我教得好。
For me, in order for me to
teach, 乖乖。
You be good.
你做好。
Sit well.
你所讲的都是你自己没有做到的。
And whatever you have taught, you have never done it before.
这就是文化的传统。
That's called the tradition of culture.
这就是教育的这个传授。
That's called the impartation of education.
这就是对人格的培养。
That's called the training of a personality.
我八岁的时候。
When I was eight.
我老师对我说。
My teacher told me.
明天不一样。
Tomorrow is different.
因为教育部的官要来看我们的学校。
Because the supervisor coming from education department will come to us.
我命令你们。
I order you.
教育官一来的时候，你们就坐着。
When the supervisor comes in, must sit straight.
动都不可以动。
Don't even move.
他走了，你们就可以跳皮了。
And when they have left, you can do anything you want.
My goodness, is that education?
这是教育吗？
这个老师教我什么？教我做一个在人面前戴假面具的假冒犯。
That before others, I can put a mask of hypocrite.
我说很不服气这个老师。
So I do not agree with him.
我感到这样呢，我们这个民族就变成这虚假中间长大。
I say that we now as a race we grew up in hypocrisy.
听到没有？
Do you hear
听见啦
？Yes.
听见什么
？What do you have?
明天要做好。
Tomorrow be good.
可不可以动
？Can you move?
不可以动。
No.
到什么时候
？Until when?
到他走了就可以动。
Until when they left, they can move.
啊，我还记得。
I can still remember.
小孩子的事，你现在我还记得。
I was still young. I can still remember.
后来有老一个学生是说，如果我觉得很这苍蝇跑到这边怎么办
？And there was still a
student
said that you never see straight. There was a live fly will come to me. What to do?
你知道那个老师怎么回答的
？You know how the teacher answer?
你就压把他压死。
Press it to death.
你就用眼睛的眼皮把他压死在那边。
And you say I need to press it to death.
我很佩服这个老师口才很好。
And this teacher was so eloquent.
但他说讲的
，But whatever you taught，
他是教的
，Whatever you teach，
是不是真理？
Is that true?
耶稣说
Jesus said,
你定罪吗
？You condemn?
你把他抓来
？You cut her?
他犯奸淫
？She's committed adultery.
你要我杀他吗
？Do you want me to kill him?
我们用石头把他打死吗
？Can we stone her?
你们没有罪的人
，He who have no sin.
你先打吧。
You stone first.
你若没有犯罪，你先打。
If you have never sinned, you stone first.
从来没有人讲话像耶稣这么智慧。
No one has ever spoken like Jesus.
从来没有人解答问题像耶稣这样有能力。
No one has a question answered like so powerful as Jesus did.
耶稣讲完了，不是等着谁，来一个，来个没罪，来，快点。
And Jesus not because after he answered, he stared at them and asked them.
他讲了以后，他照样在话。
After he continued to draw.
为什么呢
？Why?
给他们走的时候，他看不见谁在走。
So that when they left, Jesus will not see who is leaving.
对的，那个狼疮矛盾，这个走掉的时候是很难看。
Because they were go away so embarrassed.
这就是一句话的意思。
And that's the meaning of this statement.
你说不可犯奸。
You say do not commit adultery.
你还犯奸。
That you committed.
你说不可偷东西。
You say do not steal.
你自己竟然偷庙中之物。
You steal from the temple.
你说不可不可。
You say no no no.
你自己违背。
But you go against.
你说你有律法。
You say you have the laws.
你有没有干犯律法？
Have you also go against the law?
你们是故意干犯律法。
That you do it purposefully.
玷污上帝。
And also defile God.
所以上帝的名在外邦中间，因为你们受了很大的羞耻。
So among all the nations, because of you, God's name has been defamed.
你读这一段话的时候
，When you read the statement,
你告诉我们人性真正的情形被刻画出来。
Human nature has not been exposed.
我不知道有哪一个时代不需要这几句话。
I don't know in which generation they don't need
this statement. 我不知道哪一个民族不需要这样的道理。
That any nation don't need this truth.
当这个共产主义对资本主义大大批评的时候
，When communism criticized capitalism,
后来发生了什么事情
？Later what happened?
共产主义的头头
，The leader of communism,
他们的孩子都是最大的资本家。
They are all the children are the greatest capitalist.
六四的时候。
At the time of June 4,
1989
in 1989,
坦克村把那些大学生把他斩死了。
When the tanker also rolled over those university students.
第二天
，the second day,
中国政府说天安门广场没有人死。
The Chinese government said that in the Tiananmen Square there's no one who has been killed.
做尽坏事。
They've done all the evil things.
讲尽好话。
And they said all the good words.
现在那些死了的人父母还在哭。
And these people whose sons are murdered, their parents are crying.
每年六月四号的时候。
Every time June the 4th.
还有许多父母为那件事在哭。
That means their parents, they cry because of that.
其中有一些是最忠于党的人。
And those who are so faithful to their party.
中国政府只能生一个孩子。
And the government said, only give birth to one.
他们只生一个孩子。
So they gave birth to only one person.
这是党的吩咐。
This instruction from the party.
党的指示。
And instruction from the party.
这个独一的孩子就被党 用坦克车把他斩死。
So this only 300 killed by the party with the tank.
他们太灰心。
So they were so discouraged.
他们太失望。
So desperate.
六月六号。
And on
6月7号。
The 7th.
三更半夜 ，CNN 广播。
In the midnight CNN broadcasting.
说什么呢
？What did he say?
被发现了。有450家最大的与外国有关系的那些大财团的公司，国际公司，他背后的老板都是那些共产党投资他们的孩子做主人。
They say the 450 big companies in China behind them, the big bosses are the children of those party members.
掌管了450家最大的公司。
So they are in control of the 450 big international.
反对资本家。
They are against.
反对资本主义。
Against capitalism.
真的吗
？Is that true?
真的吗
？Is that true?
人性的罪恶。
Human nature, our sinful nature.
因为在这本书里面，像 X 光被照明。
In this book has been shown and exposed as an X-ray.
世界有哪一个地方是净土
？In which place in the world we have the clean land?
世界有哪一个国家是已经圣洁
？Any nation which is holy?
真是可怜
，pitiful.
所以 Paul Tillich 讲一句话。
Paul Tillich said this statement:
共产主义不是资本主义的代替。
Communism is a substitute of capitalism.
他说相反的。
But in the reverse,
共产主义是资本主义的对手。
Communism is the enemy of capitalism.
And competition.
And the competitors of capitalism.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们也是资本主义。
Because they themselves are also capitalists.
不同的地方。
And the difference is,
资本主义资本在百姓手中。
Capitalism, the capital is in the hand of the people.
共产主义资本在极少数的统治的人手。
In the communism, the capital is in the hand only of few party leaders.
共产党统治中国这几十年。
Communism has been ruling this their nation for tens of years.
从来没有向人民交代税收到哪里去，所有的钱怎么用法。
They never be accountable to the account of the finance of the money.
好像全中国的百姓就是他的奴隶一样。
As if that the whole people of the country is a slave.
怪不得当他们请 Nixon 回到北京的时候。
And that's why when they invited Nixon to come back to Beijing,
Nixon 已经下台了。
Nixon has already been dethroned.
已经不是总统。
He's no more president.
但是 Nixon 是第一个跟中国从头建交的美国总统。
But he was the first president to establish national relationship with
北京的飞机上用红地毯欢迎，已经下台，已经被这个革职的，已经自己这个已经这个什么辞职的这个总统。
And also Beijing used a red carpet in the airport to welcome this president who resigned.
要表示你的国家不要你，我们还是把你当作总统要看待。Nixon 也很高兴走在红地毯上面。
Which means your nation doesn't want you, but yet we welcome you as a president. We welcome you on the red carpet, and he also will feel so welcome.
但是呢
，But then
那一次 Nixon 在北京就大骂共产党。
At that time, Nixon in Beijing, he has scolded the communism.
而且特别说呢，我绝对不是一个共产主义者。
And say that I myself is not a communist.
我是绝对相信资本主义者。
And actually, I believe in capitalism.
那一篇的东西呢
？And that article.
人民日报不登出来。
And it never published.
但是 Newsweek.
Newsweek published.
美国的报上登出来。
And also American paper publisher.
为什么呢
？Why？
今天最会讲真理的人，常常是最违背真理的。
He who speaks truth today are the one who go against the truth.
最会指责别人罪恶的人，常常自己就在同样的罪里面罪大恶极的人。
He who know how to condemn others are the one who are in the greatest sin of their own destruction.
苏联有一个报纸叫做《真理报》。
And in Russia, there's a paper called the paper of the truth.
真理报。
The paper of the truth.
可惜不是报真理。
But they never have reported the truth.
有一个笑话说的。
There is actually a joke.
真理报登了一个广告。
And there's an advertisement coming from the paper of truth.
就是把国际赛车的成绩把它公布出来。
And also they announced the result of the, this car racing. International car racing.
只有两部车比赛。
Actually, only two cars were racing.
一部美国车。
One American car.
一部苏联车。
One Russian.
结果呢
？And the result is.
美国车跑快。
And the American car ran faster.
苏联车跑慢。
And Russian car was behind.
等真理报报道的时候。
So when the paper of truth announced,
他不是说。
He did not say.
美国车第一。
American car the first.
苏联第二。
Russian the second.
他报的很特别。
And very specially, they made announcement.
你知道他怎么报呢
？You know how he announced?
啊，你注意听啊。
Listen.
国际汽车大赛。
International car race,
苏联第二名
and the Russian second，
好不好啊
？Russian came second，
有没有错啊
？Is that wrong？ No，
没有错啊。
No，
下一季更好。
And the next time is better。
美国的是最后第二名。
And American second from the last。
美国是最后第二名。
Second from the last，
啊，世界第二名。
And second from the last，
所以这些百姓看这个报纸，哇，真是不错。
And they read the paper. The people read the paper seems good。
苏联是第二名，全世界第二名。
And all the among all nations, Russia's car second place。
美国是最后第二名。
And American car second from the last，
他们就更爱国了嘛。
So they're more patriotic。
谁可以说这个广告、这一个报道是错的
？Who can say this announcement is wrong？
完全没有错啊。
Nothing wrong。
一点错都没有。
Nothing、
对不对？
Wrong.
没有错嘛？为什么没有错？真理报嘛
？Because the paper of truth，
你懂吗？只有上帝看见。
When he comes to this，
所以年轻人呢、啊？
So、young people,
当你听人讲话的时候
，When you listen to people's talk，
你以为有道理
，You thought there's truth，
马上相信的话
，And you believe immediately，
很可能你是上当。
Maybe you are being cheated。
你常常上当，你不知道。
And many times you're cheated， you do not know。
常常你最不理性的时候。
Many times when you're so irrational，
就是你的理性功用最大的时候。
It is that when your rationality functions the best。
文化大革命那十年
，During the Cultural Revolution that 10 years，
全世界至少有大千万到一万万的青年人如火如荼搞非理性的工作。
At least 80 to 100 million of young people they started and be involved in this Cultural Revolution was so irrational。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他们就在理性最发达的年轻的时代。跟一个没有理性的真理来讲
So at a time when the rationality is not developed, they go according to the way of irrationality.
当我们指正别人的时候
When we are correcting
你有罪了你有罪了你有罪了你有罪了
You have sinned.
你一只手指别人几个手你指几
手 One finger pointing others, how many fingers pointing to yourself?
保罗说
Paul said
你说不可奸淫
You say do not commit adultery
你自己犯奸淫
You committed
你说不可偷盗
Do not steal
你自己偷盗
You stole
你玷污了上帝
，You defile God。
你说不可以拜偶像
，You said no worship idols。
你偷袭庙里面的东西
，By any steal the thing of the temples。
所以到底犹太人有了上帝的律法，是不是做一个遵行律法的
？The Jews when they had the law today are the ones who practice the law。
他们没有真正明白律法。
They do not truly understand.
有律法而不遵明白律法。
They had the law, they do not understand.
他们有律法而不遵行律法。
They had the law, they do not do the law.
那么你说他们做什么呢
？What did they do?
他们有律法而凭律法骄傲。
They had the law, but because the law, they are proud.
凭律法轻看外邦人。
Because the law, they brag and despise.
凭律法指着上帝夸口。
And they brag against God.
凭律法违背律法。
And because the law, they go against the law.
所以你们。该死
！So you must be condemned。
因为外邦人看见你们有律法而不遵行律法，他们就因为轻看你，最连累到轻看你背后的上帝。
Because the Gentiles see that even the law you never practice the law, and because of that, there's God behind the law, and that's why they despise God too。
今天基督徒
，Today the Christian，
你的四周因为你是基督徒得到什么？
Those who are surrounding us because they see that they are the Christian what they gain.
你邻居因为你有基督教的信仰，他看到什么
？The neighbor because they have a Christian faith, what they see.
你已经活出比他们更好的生活。
Have you lived a life which is better than they do?
你真的比他们更有爱心
？Do you have more love compared to them?
真的比他们更圣洁吗
？And more holy?
你的金钱在财色的方面真的比他们更关键
？And also in money and lust, are you more rightful compared to them?
你一边犯罪一边对人家我是基督徒。
On one hand you sin, on the other hand you shout that you are a Christian.
哦。原来这种叫基督徒。
Oh, such a Christian.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
下个礼拜有一位经济学家会来讲。
And next week there will be economists will come to teach us.
昨天他才见到我。
And yesterday he saw me.
他说唐牧师对不起我写了20多面可能太多你们可能还删减。
He said, Reverend Tom, I'm sorry, I've written for 20 pages, maybe too long, you can make short.
到底给我多少时间
？And how much time you give me?
我说大概有一个多钟头的。
One and a half hours.
你可以简短来讲好吗？
You can cut it short.
我说你要不要给你住一个比较好的房间
？Do we have to rent a better hotel for you?
他说不必，就给我普通房间。
He said no, just ordinary room.
如果再讲他，每个礼拜都来听我讲道。
And every Sunday will come to me in Jakarta.
这个李先生
，This Mr. Lee,
他的孩子才30多岁。
He's a child only 30 odd years old.
被选作 Clinton 的经济顾问。
And has been selected to be the economic advisor of Clinton.
昨天你在哪里？
And yesterday he was there too.
这个李先生什么时候才信主
？Mr. Lee, when did he come Christian?
62岁才信。
At age of 62,
他信主的时候
，when he became a Christian,
他对我说
，He told me,
从前很多基督徒对我传道
In the past, many Christians are Christians.
很多基督徒信了信耶稣。
Many Christians asked me to become Christians.
我回答他们说
，I told them，
我如果信了变成像你这样坏，我才不要。
If I become Christian, I'm so evil as you do, I don't want to be a Christian.
对他传的人
，and the one who preached to him，
是他看不起的人。
Is the one that he despised.
劝他信的人
，the one who asked him to be Christian，
生活不能做他榜样。
His life cannot be his testimony.
所以他一定不信。
So he doesn't want to be a Christian.
直到在我一次聚会里面
，until one meeting of mine，
神感动他
，God touched his heart，
他接受主。
He accepted Christ.
举起手来
He raised his hand.
他相信耶稣基督
He believed in Jesus.
在第三天信主以后
third day after he became a Christian，
他上台做见证。
He came to bear testimony.
他说我是圣约翰大学念哲学系毕业的。
I'm the one who is a philosophy student in St. John.
我也是经济学里面有研究的人。
And also I study economics.
我是银行界的人。
And also I belong to the bankers.
今天我告诉你，我信了耶稣。
Today I tell you I'm a Christian.
不但如此
，Not only so，
我宣布圣经比所有的哲学书更伟大。
I declare that the Bible is greater than any philosophical book.
他再加一句话。
And he add one more statement.
信主以后。
After believing in Jesus.
我要把十分之一归给上帝。
I want to give one hand to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear friends,
这是神感动的能力。
That God's power touched.
今天有很多人不是不要信主。
A lot of people, it's not because they don't believe.
因为他们要看见真正行上帝旨意。
Because they don't see those who truly practice the word of God.
有很多人不是不尊重上帝。
That many people, they're not because they don't honor God.
看不见那些真正尊重上帝的人。为上帝而活，摆在他的面前。
But they cannot see those people who truly honor God and live for God.
如果我们今天敢指责别人
，If today we can dare to condemn others，
我们好好问自己，我们自己的生活怎么样
？Then we have to ask ourselves what kind of life I'm living.
有一个人对我讲
，There was one man who told me，
基督教道理都是好的
，Christian had good teachings。
道理都好，人都不好。
Good teaching but bad Christians。
偏偏道都是真的。
And every sermon is true.
个个人都是假的。
And every Christian is false.
叫我怎么信呢
？How can I believe?
他老的时候
，When he was old，
半身不遂
，And he was paralyzed，
嘴巴掉起来，一直哭
，Paralyzed, crying。
我去找他
，I go and see him。
他说对不起
，He said I'm sorry。
我要讲诚实的话
，I want to say the truth。
我听了很多好道理，但是看见很多坏蛋。
I heard many good sermons, but no good Christians。
我听见很多会讲不会做的。
And the people who can teach cannot do.
另外一个六十多岁的老人。
And another one old man was 60 plus.
汤姆斯啊。
Reverend Tom.
我看出了。
I've seen it.
那真正又能讲又能行的。
The one who can truly preach and do.
很少。
Very few.
但就是这几个人感动我一生一世归向上帝。
But these few people had touched my heart so that I want to come back to God.
请问你怎么样？
What about you?
你的信仰。
Your faith.
跟你的行为。
Your conduct.
有距离吗？
Is that distance?
你的知识。
Your knowledge,
跟你的生活
your life,
有距离吗
is that distance?
你的这个传讲
your instructions,
跟你的行为
and your conduct,
有距离吗
is that distance?
你的见证
your testimony,
是在口头上的
is it on the lips?
或者在你的事
or on your deeds?
每天的生活中间
in your life,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear friends,
求主帮助
we pray that God help us,
不要效法犹太人的样子
do not copy the example of Jews,
领受律法
They have the laws,
不行律法
but they don't do the law.
知道律法
they know the laws,
违背律法
they go against the law.
指证别人
they point to others,
自己犯同样的罪
they commit the same sin.
上帝的名为我们的缘故受了羞辱
God's name for our sake have been defamed.
不但自己没有益处
not only is not profitable to us,
而是叫别人受拦阻
and other are hindered.
叫神受羞辱
that God has been defamed.
瑞士一个很伟大的哲学家叫 Karl Barth.
Karl Barth, the great philosopher in Switzerland.
他讲一句话。
He said this.
他说指路标在上面。
When have the pointers there.
要你可以借着指路标知道应当到哪里去。
So that to the pointer, you know where to go.
一个人站在指路标下面。
But one when is stand below the pointer.
知道方向。
He knows direction.
他站在指路标的下面。
That when he is standing right below the pointer.
但他动也不动。
But he doesn't move.
他会到目的吗？
Will he reach the destination?
会不会吗
？Will he reach the destination?
不会到目的地。
He will not.
他一直站在那边。
Because he's standing there.
那他就教你看，我知道要到哪里去。
He said, I know where to go.
我知道方向在哪里。
I know which direction.
我自己在指路标的下面。
I am just below the pointer.
他说，不但他自己不能到目的去。
Not only that he cannot himself reach the destination.
指路标对他一点功用都没有。
The pointer has no function at all to him.
犹太人就是如此。
Such is a doom.
直六标。
They had a point.
就是上帝的律法。
They got slow.
上帝告诉你怎么做人。
God tell you what is.
上帝告诉你人生应当指向哪里去。
God tell you what's the direction of life.
你有了吧？
Do you have it?
有。
Yes.
有了路标吗？
You have the pointer?
有。
Yes.
有了律法吗？
You have the law?
有。但是呢？
But then?
你有知识没有行动。
You have the knowledge without the action.
你有真理没有行为。
You have the truth without action.
你有律法，你自己办吧。
You have the law, but you commit yourself.
永远没有离开你罪恶的状态。
You have never left your human sinfulness.
永远不能达到你的目的。
So you can never go to your destination.
不但如此。
Not only so.
律法对你毫无所用。
The law has no use to you.
求主怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
求主赦免我们。
God forgive us.
求主光照我们。
God illuminate us.
主，我们今天看见我们实在的光景。
Tonight we see our own situation.
好在我们这一段讲起这一段，不是单单明白犹太人何等可怜。
So when we read this passage, because we want to pity those Jews.
而是看见我们真正的需要是什么。
But to see our true need.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our heads.
当我们低头闭眼睛
，as we bow our head and close our eyes，
我们安静在主的面前
，we'll be silent before the Lord。
我们求主用他的爱充满我们
，we pray that God fill us with light。
用他的光照耀我们
，and shine us with light。
用他的灵感动我们
，as we use spirit to touch us。
今天晚上
，at tonight，
有哪一个人
？anyone，
你的主啊，我感谢你
，yes Lord， I want to thank
you。你的话如同两刃的利剑
，your word is like a two-edged sword，
刺透我的心。
Pierce my heart，
光照我的心
，Illuminate my heart。
我知道我需要你
，I know I need you。
我愿意回到你面前
，I'll come back to you。
求主。